long-range plan is to pull Australia and New Zealand into the orb of China. And China's been making a lot of inroads into Australia. As far as Europe, they have been using the euro, the collapse, the economic problems of these different countries to whittle away their sovereignty. You know, when they created a European Union, they kind of gave them a limited sovereignty when they united them so that they could keep the opposition down. And now they're using this economic crisis to take some of the sovereignty away, because Europe is to become one political organization, just like North America is.
Fritz, could I add something there? Could I add something to what you're saying there? Because the way that they made the EU happen is through trade deals, the European Economic Community earlier on, and that later became the European Union. They basically hook you with trade, then they take over your political structure and with unions and things of that nature. And what's happening in New Zealand now, and I think this involves another thing, and this dovetails with what you said about bringing us into the orb of China, is the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, or the TPPA, which is the New Zealand and Pacific Rim countries equivalent of NAFTA or GATT, which I think is probably the equivalent of the European Economic Community. So we really are going into this new world order structure kind of at full speed, as I see, and I don't think anybody's capable of stopping it. Like, the assets are being sold off in New Zealand power generation now, and do you know what the media had as its front page story for 4 days in a row? One person getting attacked by a shark. That hasn't happened in New Zealand since 1976.
they love pulling out the red herrings. I think you're right about that, because the other thing about China is that they've got the resources locked up. You know, one thing that a lot of people aren't talking about is China has a near monopoly on rare earth minerals, whether it's in China or in areas that they've actually bought the rights to. So not only that, but Australia also goes up and down, you know, follows the Chinese economy in terms of raw material production and usage.
Well, it's funny there, because Australia's also now got these anti-free speech laws, protecting discriminated groups. I forget what the law's actually called, but dig this. You know the song Kung Fu Fighting? You know, everybody was kung fu fighting. Well, a dude was arrested at a karaoke bar for singing that song because there was a Chinese man there who said that it was racist.
Yeah, this political correctness culture has gone way too far. Did you hear about there was a 7-year-old suspended from school here because he bit his
Pop-Tart.
Yeah, the Pop-Tart kid. He bit the Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun. He said he was trying to make a mountain out of it, but made a gun out of it. And, you know, that's really, you know, what they're going to do is definitely, they're already neutering the, the creative spirit in people. And they're also, you know, they're making it more acceptable to have zero tolerance policies, what you can and cannot say. And then, you know, pretty soon it's going to be like the movie Demolition Man. I know, Fritz, you haven't seen that, but, you know, it's basically a complete nanny state where, you know, everything is washed, everything is verboten, basically.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite movies of all time.
I think I'll be out there living in the sewers if we don't make this happen. So, you know, we better hurry up, Vinny.